Last year, Idaho became the first state to track sexual assault investigation kits, making sure those kits are tested and processed according to state law. Now, this change happened when it was discovered that some kits weren't being tested, which is necessary for criminal rape cases to proceed. Yesterday, it was announced that the Idaho State Police received several federal grants that will be used to improve how sexual assault evidence is collected and processed throughout our state. Joining me today to talk about this is Representative Melissa Wintrow, a big advocate for this push, and Matthew Gamet, the director of the Idaho State Crime Lab. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I wanted to start, if you could tell me about the grant and why it's important that the state got this grant.
So this is a Department of Justice grant, a U.S. Department of Justice grant. The grant is a Stop Violence Against Women grant, and there's actually two grants. So the first grant has a position for the state police, and this will be a sexual assault nurse examiner trainer and also a sexual assault response team coordinator. So there's two facets to that. One is they will train nurses to be able to do the collection around Idaho to a little bit higher level, a little bit more expertise specific to sexual assault collection. And then they will also go into the local communities and help police and prosecutors, victim advocates to network together to create a team approach to address this in local communities.
And how important is it that nurses know how to do these tests well and accurately, especially when that kit comes to your lab, Matthew?
It's extremely important. So the better job that a nurse can do in the collection of these kits, the more we can do with the evidence when it comes to the laboratory, then that translates into better investigation and potentially better prosecution of these cases. So we try and focus on that first level. We want the nurses to be educated. We want them to be compassionate. We want them also to know how to do a competent job of the examination. We don't want a victim going into an emergency room or any other setting and have this be the first experience that this medical provider has ever had with sexual assault.
And that's happened in the past, and not just in Idaho, but across the board if you're not trained properly.
That's correct. I think we're doing a great job. I don't want to be in any way critical of medical professionals in our state. They're doing a fantastic job, especially in several areas of our state where they do have SART teams, where they do have SANE nurses. They're doing an excellent job. We want to make sure that across the board in our state, that level of care is offered.
And Representative Wintrow, you've been a huge advocate for making sure that these kits get processed, but also how we treat victims in this when a situation like this happens. So what does it mean for you to see that we're getting grant money like this and being able to use it? Because Idaho is leading the way. We should be very clear on that when it comes to how kits are being processed.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. As you said, this is a topic that has mattered to me for a long time, and it has really been an honor to work with such a great team like Matthew and the Crime Lab and partners all over the state. When we pass legislation, you know, 3 years ago we started this process with minimum standards for tracking, processing, preservation last year, so to ensure no one had to pay for it. But we also have to recognize in that process there are community partners doing great work, and we want to support them in that work. And here in Boise, we have a lot of great resources, but I'm concerned and want to support my neighbors in all rural communities. And so actually I partnered with Senator Keogh up north and Representative Bell over in the southeast, and we drafted a letter to the hospitals inviting them to take part in this initiative, and we've been getting great responses. I mean, you know, folks get into this field to help people and be compassionate and give them good service. And so this is just a way to elevate their game and to support them in that process and be able to get the evidence to the appropriate parties in the right way to seek justice.
I'm speaking with State Representative Melissa Wintrow and Director of the Idaho State Crime Lab, Matthew Gamet, about some federal grants that they just received when it comes to processing sexual assault kits. And you bring up a good point, Representative Wintrow, maybe Matthew, you can talk about this as well, is that in Boise, we have great medical professionals. There are a lot of services. And I think sometimes we live in a bubble in the Treasure Valley. And it is those other parts of our state where it's not that the medical professionals are not good at what they do, but there's not enough of them. We do have a doctor shortage in this state. So Matthew, when you see things coming into your crime lab, because all of these kits come to one location, correct?
Correct.
They come to your lab. Do you see differences?
We do see differences. What we're trying to do is provide a standard level. So we do have great resources here in Boise, but they probably don't have enough resources. So part of this grant is, what else do you need? What else can we provide to you? Even though you're well-resourced, maybe you need something else. And there may be parts of our state where they have nothing. And so we want to put a collection site there. So we're not asking a victim to travel 4 hours to have a sexual assault kit collected.
And that's happened.
It has happened. I don't know, 4 hours, but great distances. We don't want that to happen. We want them to be with their family, with their friends, with their support network in their community, and have that community have the resources that they need.
And I said this earlier, but Idaho is a national leader when it comes to addressing important issues surrounding sexual assault. So talk about, you know, our laws to test and retain sexual assault kits. And maybe Representative Wintrow, you've been on the program before talking about that, but if you could refresh people's memory.
Yeah, 3 years ago, we actually passed legislation in our legislature unanimously to create minimum standards to process, track, and report sexual assault evidence. So we dealt with that backlog that folks were talking about nationwide, so to make sure to address that, but then also going forward to make sure we get that evidence to the crime lab. Because the issue is, a lot of people do this more than once. And so that process will help us track and maybe catch somebody who is repeatedly offending. So right now, and the tracking mechanism is a really important part of that, because we can look at the data year to year and to basically utilize that data to give to, let's say, police chiefs or sheriffs to let them look at the data in their own jurisdictions and do process improvement. And I think that's where my mind is set. And I know Matthew's is, since we started this process 3 years ago, it's a journey. And every year we add to it, we think about what's going well, what's not, and how do we bring more people into that to make sure it's working well. And part of that's reviewing our work and improving on it.
And Matthew, are other states coming and looking at what you're doing at the crime lab when it comes to this issue?
Yes, we have phone calls almost every day asking us about our sexual assault kit tracking software, how they can obtain something similar or find out more information about that. They're asking about our state laws. There are really a model for the country in how this issue is being dealt with. I'm not saying we're perfect. We have a long way to go, and we are working on that. We have a great collaborative committee that's working on this issue and looking at what's the next step for Idaho. So now we've addressed these issues. What's next? We felt like as a committee, this is what needed to come next, to offer some training to the nurses, to offer resources for the communities. We'll continue to work on this issue. We'll continue to work on law enforcement training and other areas where the committee and these stakeholder groups feel are important.
When you talk about the tracking software, how did you figure out that, you know what, we need to track this and we need to track it better?
One of our concerns initially was fiscal, because I knew that we were sending a lot of kits out and we weren't getting the same number of kits back in.
Like sending them out of state?
Sending them to hospitals and clinics around our state, and we weren't getting them back. So I didn't know, are those kits not being collected? Are the kits expiring and someone's throwing them in the garbage because the kits are expiring and can't be collected? Why do we have that kind of a situation? So that was initially what we wanted to do. But then it became apparent that we really didn't know where those kits were going, and we needed a better accounting for where they were going and how they were getting tracked back to the crime lab.
Well, I think it is unfortunate that we need a system like this, but it is so good to know that, A, we have it, that there is federal grant money coming to ISP to be able to stay on the leading edge of this and to be an example for the rest of the country. So thank you, Matthew, for what your lab does, and Representative Wintrow for being such an advocate of this.
You know, like I said, it's an honor, and I want to really praise the Idaho State Police Crime Lab for creating that coalition of people. I mean, that's a model. There are stakeholders throughout the government agencies and the community come together to really wrestle through what is the best approach. And that's how I got into this. Certainly have a background, but I walked into that committee and said, okay, what can I do as a legislator to help move this along?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what you're doing, Matthew, over at the lab with this, I mean, just being on that leading edge and getting phone calls every day means you're doing something right over there.
We appreciate the support. And I think we really need to say here, part of the getting media attention to this issue is, we would love for hospitals, the administrators, others to call us, all the communities. We're interested in them calling us and engaging on this. We'd like to know where resources are needed so that we can direct those resources to those communities.
And that's what this grant money is for, is
Absolutely.
To get that money exactly where it needs to be around our state.
Yes, and we may not know that there's a need. So we'd like those communities to reach out to us and tell us there is a need, and we will direct those resources to them.
And I want to thank both of you for coming today and talking about this important issue. Thank you again. My guest today, Representative Melissa Wintrow, and Idaho State Crime Lab Director Matthew Gamet. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.